Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Everybody's buzzing about your restaurant. Thanks for joining us, Julius. It's Kanin, right? But it's K-A-N-I-N?
Yes, K-A-N-I-N, Kanin.
Okay, so you grew up in Hawaii, and you must have some really serious social media influencers that helped you launch your restaurant, because I understand on the very first day, you were even shocked to find that people were lined up around the block.
Yeah, I mean, we were just so overwhelmed in a very great way, right? I'm very blessed. The social media presence, I can't take any credit for. I have a wonderful partner. His name is Noah Rabaya, who's also a partner in the restaurant as well. He runs with all of that. He got us connected with a few of the folks that you've probably seen videos that made for us, and it just took off from there.
Yeah, that's amazing. So tell me what that's like. It's day one. You're getting ready to open. Somebody says, hey, there's people lining up outside. Did you walk out and take a peek?
Yeah, we had a ribbon cutting at 10:30, and we all walked outside, and there was a line of probably 30 or 40 people. And at that point, we're like, whoa, are you guys sure you're lining up for the right thing? but that was cool. And then about an hour later, my other partner, Francis, pulled me from the kitchen, was like, hey, you got to come look at this. And the line stretched down almost two city blocks. It was insane. But again, just very humble, very grateful.
Oh, it's amazing. It's great, because this is food you grew up with, right? These are family recipes. These are things that you ate when you lived in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. Simple food. You know, we understand we're not winning any Michelin stars or James Beards anytime soon here. but very simple food. And simple flavors. A lot of the recipes, you know, from my family, our barbecue chicken is one of our most popular things. It's my grandma's recipe, and everything else just kind of handed down, you know, through my childhood, just learning how to cook from them.
And I hear the very first day you almost ran out of musubi. Tell everybody what that is.
Yeah, so musubi is a Hawaiian adaptation of a Japanese dish called omusubi. So same thing. It's a block of rice, traditionally in Hawaii served with spam, but I mean, the world is your oyster there. You can put whatever protein or vegetable that you like. Usually season the rice with furikake, which is like a Japanese nori seasoning, and then wrapped in seaweed and good to go.
And that first day, how many did you sell?
The first day, we sold over 1,500 musubis, which it's insane. It was actually the food that we had prepped for both Saturday and Sunday. We didn't anticipate that turnout. So when my partner Francis called us back at 11:30 to come look a line, we all ran back to the kitchen. We're just cook everything, you know.
Yeah.
Let's keep the doors open for as long as we possibly can.
And my guess is you've had to hire more people now.
Yes, a wonderful team, all of which I can't do, you know, without them. We've doubled. We launched with 6 people. Now we're closing in on 15 people on staff, and probably have to hire a couple of more, to be honest with you, because we're still closed Sundays and Mondays, and I'd love to open those days. So,
Kanin just debuted on Saturday, March 18th, there at 5131 North Damon Avenue. And tell me about other things. Is it ube, is that like the purple yam? Is that what that is?
Yep, precisely. It's a Filipino purple yam, a root vegetable, very popular in a lot of Filipino desserts. And we incorporate that into our ube banana pudding, which is another one of our top sellers. Can't keep that on the shelf either.
Wow. So the banana pudding, the barbecue chicken, and the musubi. I know I don't put the correct pronunciation on that, but I know what it is.
Right.
I know what it is.
Right.
And so this just has to be fun. How many restaurant ventures have you had during your career?
Oh, this is my first time as a restaurateur. This is my first shop that we've opened. I've worked in plenty of restaurants in the past, you know, before my 9-to-5 corporate job. But thankfully, with the guidance and partnership of Francis Almeida, who's my other partner here, he owns Side Practice Coffee, Novel Pizza, Drip Collective. He advised over at Delser Bakery, so he was just quite the partner to have and help us get launched here.
And I understand that you want to do some pop-up dinners in the future. How do you see that happening? What do you envision?
Yeah, I think we want to do that soon. We have a few people lined up that have shown interest already, but the idea here is to have, we wanted to give back to the community and be a space where people were able to showcase their work. We want to put a focus especially on chefs who may not have their own place, so sous chefs or just aspiring chefs in general, to showcase their food. We don't have a very big space, so we'd only be able to seat 10 to 12 at a time, and we could probably do two seatings. But I think there's something cool about this, eating a gourmet, five-star meal prepared by a Michelin staff chef or just a great chef in general while you're in the middle of this convenience store. Right?
Yeah, and that's what it is. Is it a bodega? Is it so you it is a store? Like, is your counter where people order food at the back of the store? Describe it to us.
Yeah, it's bodega is a great place. Is a great way to describe it in the Filipino culture. It's called a sari-sari store. It's also something. It's basically a convenience store neighborhood shop. We sell packaged snacks in addition to the food that we make. So snacks from my childhood. We got coolers full of drinks, coolers full of that banana pudding, different candies that we've imported candies. Right, a lot of our stuff has to do with Asian or Pacific Islander inspired brands.
What is Crackish?
Crackish is my first venture as, I guess, not restaurateur, but just in the food service space in general. Crackish is an adaptation of a Hawaiian Chex Mix.
Okay.
So it's kind of the Hawaiian version of Puppy Chow or Muddy Buddies, but instead of chocolate and sugar and peanut butter, it's mixed in with this buttery syrup, and then it gets tossed in different things. So traditionally in Hawaii, you mix this sweet syrup with soy sauce and that furikake seasoning I was mentioning earlier. So it's got this sweet savory mix. And then Crackish also has two other flavors. There's a sweet sriracha and a salted vanilla. So that one, those three kind of round out that product.
Crackish, because it's that addictive, people love it, right?
Something like that, right?
Exactly. Did you ever think you'd be this busy this fast?
Never in a million years. Again, just truly overwhelmed, truly, truly honored that the community and the city of Chicago has shown us this much love. It's been incredible. I want to say thank you to everyone that's come out to support us and everyone who's thinking about it and really apologize ahead of time. I understand it. We have to turn away some people when we sell out. It truly is the worst part about my day. I got this big sign that says everybody eats on the top, and I got to say, hey, I'm so sorry we sold all the food. We're doing our best, and we're going to try to get to a place where we can keep steady production in the future. But thanks for bearing with us in the meantime.
Oh, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it, and what a great success story.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
Chef Julius Takadina, the store, the bodega, I mean, that's really how he described it. It's at 5131 North Damon. It's called Kanin. That is K-A-N-I-N.